You know that Johnny Cash song, you gotta know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em.
No when to fold 'em. I don't think that's Johnny Cash.
Oh no, it's not Johnny Cash. What am I saying?
It's Willie Nelson, isn't it?
No, it's not Willie Nelson. It's the other guy.
Chris Christopherson?
No, he did a duet with this is
Oh, it's in the stream.
With Dolly Parton.
It's Willie Nelson.
It's not Willie Nelson.
Oh, the Gambler. Who sang The Gambler?
Oh God, this is embarrassing.
It's definitely not Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash is A Boy Called Sue.
Yeah.
Folsom Prison Blues. I love Johnny Cash. But The Gambler.
Yeah.
I've been watching that great country music documentary series, the Ken Burns one on SBS.
I've
on
watched
SBS
a bit
online.
Of that. It's incredible, isn't it?
Oh, fantastic. And I just watched the Chris Christopherson, who I knew, but I knew him more as an actor, but his music's amazing.
Okay.
Really
I've got to look
good.
It up. I'm sorry. Can I
look
okay,
up
well,
while we're
well, talking?
No, Sam. So let's ask Sam. Sam. We haven't used Sam for a while. It's January. She's bored.
Yeah.
Who sang The Gambler?
Yep, nothing else to do. The person you're thinking of is Kenny Rogers.
Oh,
how could
of course.
I not, you know what's how even sadder about that?
No.
I played Kenny Rogers.
I
played Kenny Rogers in a Comedy Company sketch, and Marianne played Dolly Parton.
I was going to say, I thought it might be a rarely seen biopic where you played the Kenny Rogers. Yeah. Didn't you have a chicken chain? You had a fried chicken chain, didn't you, Kenny Rogers, for a while? That's not Johnny Cash. I know that's not Johnny Cash. No, I reckon he did.
Yeah.
Kenny Rogers.
Anyway, thanks, Sam. Yeah. That was really embarrassing. Yeah. So, played golf with Mick Malloy, Sam Pang, and a couple of others. And we were sitting around at the end of the...
Couple of others? Were there other big-name comedians there, or they don't want to be named? Or
Maybe they don't want to be named.
They got a problem with it? Yeah, was it Warnie? Yeah. Was it Warnie?
No. I'm just trying to think if it was anyone else there.
Limo? Limo gets into the golf. No. Adam Rosenbarks?
No.
And it doesn't matter. Whatever.
There's a few other guys, and we went back to someone's place.
You've hit some of the big names there.
But they are pertinent to this story because they were sitting there when this unfolded. They were the two that I was talking to. So went to Babbitt at someone's place, we stayed there till I stayed till about 9:30. I said, I might get going, and it's raining really heavily. And I said to Mick, I'm going to head off. And then Mick did that thing. I don't know whether he's ever done it to you, but he's done it to me a couple of times, where he goes, yeah, I've got a really bad feeling about you driving.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a classic Mick Malloy move, and he does it really well.
No, he does it really well.
You've got a really bad feeling.
Yeah, I'm flying to Sydney. Yeah, I've got a really bad feeling about that flight. Anyway, the first time he did it, I was like really shocked. I'm going, oh, my God, I'm really upset about this, you know. So I thought, but now he does it, and I just go with it. I thought, oh, I know, I'm going to go with it. I'm going to push the point. And I said, okay, let's imagine that I die on the way home. Who's going to open, and who's going to close at the funeral? And then we started playing around with, I was trying to keep up because when Malloy and Pang are on, they've had a couple.
You're going to say they've had a couple.
Well, yeah, you can't match them. You can't keep up with Malloy and Pang because they clean hard. They punch hard and clean.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I tried to keep in the game, and then
like Kenny,
Making jokes about the funeral, blah 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 blah, and then Mick finally went, oh, I know what we'll do. We'll all carry the casket, and we'll do the Kel walk.
Oh, great.
And I went, I'm out. I'm done. Yeah. I cannot top that. I'm just going.
You've got to know when to fold them.
Yeah. And I just went, no, you're not going to beat that.
If you're on a TV show, go to ad break. That's it.
If you're on the radio, you go triple.
Play Dire Straits.
Play Dire Straits. It was like me. I was in the ring and I was trying to punch, and Pang is in there giving me a couple. You know, talking about I think he said he probably wouldn't even come to my funeral or something like that. All that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Pang, classic Pang.
Anyway, so I just knowing when to hold them, know when to fold them.
When to fold
them. Malloy, I don't know. Get out early, I reckon. But
it's funny, isn't it? Sometimes like on. Not just in conversation, but on TV shows or radio shows, you just slowly step away when they're so on fire. You just go,
You get that thing where people, we won't name names, let's not name names because we don't want to name. But there are people who take the comedy oxygen. You go, I know when I was doing the panel, they would certain people would go in on a topic and they would drop a bomb on it and would just napalm it. And you go, it's not worth going in there now because you've just, you know, destroyed it. And you just have to know, like a show like the panel, you go, you know what, I've got to sit back tonight because this guy's killing it. The worst thing you can do is go, I've got to try harder. You know,
because, I don't mind naming names. I don't mind it. I've had that experience at least twice with Ross Noble.
He's a genius. He's a genius.
So we did Hughesy's. We have a problem with him, me and Chrissy. And Chrissy Swan said it was like having a front row seat to a Ross Noble show.
Yeah.
And it's true.
It's fantastic.
He's so good. You just go, oh, well, mate, you go for it.
Yeah.
You go. I'm still getting paid. I'm still getting paid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Hamish Blake on Spicks and Specs. I said to him afterwards, you're like a star that takes all the light. You know what I mean?
And how did he respond to that?
No, he said, yeah. I can't remember what he said. It was so long ago. The best moment was during the taping of those shows. What I've been on a few times. We don't talk about it much.
60 times. Yeah.
62, I think we'll find. Okay. He signed to Channel 9, he never appeared on it again. That was a great moment for me because I never have to go on with him again because he was so good. Yeah, well, he signed to Channel 9. He couldn't appear on it anymore. So that's what happens. You know those old exclusive contracts that used to be around?
The old days when you couldn't cross over and you couldn't do it. Yeah, it was just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. I know, but they paid you a lot of money, though, didn't they? They paid a lot of money. Yeah. But anyway, that's why. But he was so good, like Ross Noble.
Yeah.
They got on a roll. You just go, oh, well, you know, let him go. Let him go.
Yeah, and you do kind of go, well, I'll be on next week, and you know.
Yeah.
But I think it's just smart play. You got it because you know. Sometimes I think, how do I do this? And sometimes I can work out how to play those. Sometimes I'll work out to ask them a question, or I'll draw them on something. But I'll tell you who's the toughest is Pang. If Pang goes, you got to be locked and loaded, because. He will he'll get in close and give you one. You go, I've got nothing. Because
the thing that I do to him is what he did. He claims I did it first, but no, he was the first one to do it. You just mentioned one of his TV shows and you call it The Little Show. Your little TV show.
Well, I was on radio with him last week and I thought, I've got to load up because he's going to go me somehow.
Of course.
And the topic was, I won't tell you the story about that. Anyway.
We want to hear the story.
The story was that Jonathan Brown and I, have I told you this? We're eating lollies on a golf trip. And I said,
you've told us about this.
It's a great topic.
If it's stuff in your teeth.
Yeah.
We talked about
it.
So anyway,
they said, oh, we're doing it this week. Can you ring in? I went, oh, okay, here we go. So I rang.
So Pang would have had a go at you.
Pang said in the promo, we can see why Glenn doesn't do much radio if they're the sort of the ideas that he's coming up with. So I thought, oh, he's going to... And I said on air, I heard you said some stuff about me. And then he repeated the line. And then I just went off topic, but locked and loaded. I said, oh, apparently Donald Trump has given you a pardon for, was it ADBC?
Yeah. Good one.
Yeah, so good one. Quick, get out, play the music track. Quick, get out. And he goes, you're in form. That's all right.
His SBS history panel show.
Yeah, history panel show, which he was the host of. And with Pang, I mean, I'm sure the show was fine. But Pang is so good lurking in the background, just waiting to snipe something. As opposed to having
a long time ago.
Yeah, putting the ball into play. Anyway.
There's a bit of a look behind the curtain.
Yes, there you go. That's what happens. There's a bit of a... Now, this gets onto the Daily Mirror. Or what is that? What's that? The Daily Mail? Well, Daily Mail.
Daily Mail.
Yeah, you know, Robbins and Malloy. Malloy says Robbins is going to die in a car accident. Gets into fight. You know, yeah. Robbins so attacks funny. Pang, you know. Anyway.
Robbins' funeral coming up soon.
Anyway, and this is the music I will play as they carry my car.
Yes, this
will be the music. I've chosen it. The somehow related music will take us to my funeral.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. Now please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Me Imagine that. That'd be a great day. Welcome, not a great everybody. Day, actually. No. Wouldn't be a great day.
It'd be, I think, I hope it would be a fun day. I hope people would get together and tell some funny stories and have a drink or two.
I don't know if I'll be there. I think you'll outlast me. You're pretty healthy. I don't know.
No, don't say that. I mean,
look at my parents are still alive. They're 85 and 83, but they've lived very healthy lives, I've got to say.
Well, my mum's...
Your mum's 90.
98. And she I don't see her eating kale or brown rice. I see her eating pretty... She's had an average diet. She's hardly ever exercised. And she's pretty good at 98. You know, she walks with a frame. Yeah. And she still smokes the occasional joint every day and drinks a lot of scotch.
Well, you got to.
So I don't know. It's just those things, you know. But anyway, we don't want to be talking about death as we go into 21.
We've had enough death.
Two somehow related products, topics that that you and I can investigate. And we're getting lovely feedback on the show, I must admit.
Oh,
yeah.
Lovely. Facebook, join the Facebook group. There's some funny stuff on there.
Yep.
People put a great photo about the Brighton Bay Yacht Club with a guy's collar up. I sent that to you. Yeah.
Was there anyone with a jumper around their shoulder is something?
Is a bit of a dick.
Yeah.
A dick. Yeah. If we learn anything from 80s movies. Well, that's true with the 80s movies. The enemy was always the good looking preppy guy with the sports shirt with a collar up and a jumper. And he would bash like the Nicolas Cage character up. Anyway, let's get our topics. Enough of that.
Fire
what
away.
Are the topics, Sam?
Light bulbs and beards.
Wow.
Well, I know
I do. Love light bulbs.
I was just going to say, you can light bulb with the kids, because with Harley, we're drawing faces on everything now, and a light bulb's not a bad thing to draw a face on, except he could grab it and cut himself. This is interesting. Have you ever had a beard?
No.
What's your growth like?
I think it gets a bit gingery, my beard. I grew a moustache for, like a real chopper moustache for the movie Takeaway, where I played a butcher.
Oh, yeah.
And then I kept it on for a while. I really liked it. My wife didn't like it. And then I kept it on because I played the drug dealer Brendan West in Stingers. Great.
Brendan West,
the drug dealer. Just for one episode. I died, as my dad pointed out, I died before the opening credits of a cocaine overdose in a motel with a prostitute. Yeah. Yep. That's right.
Yeah,
way to go out.
The funny part is when they do the Dave O'Neill biopic, you can just use that scene anyway. No difference there.
Exactly. So, no, I haven't had a beard. None of my brothers have had beards.
Yeah.
And Dad doesn't have a beard.
My brother's an incredible beard. Every time I see him, it feels like he shaves it off one week and there it is, this huge beard the next week. I'm not bad, except mine gets a bit... Mine's gone grey and it's got a few colours going through it.
I've seen you unshaven, but I've never seen you with a beard.
I've got the contrived 1 week growth, and I've got a. I think Manscaping. They were a sponsor for a while, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. So you've got the Miami Vice kind of stubble kind of thing.
Yeah, I've got this little thing that I can just run over it, and it gives me what does Eric Banner do? Eric said to me once, he shaves on Sunday, and he just shaves every Sunday.
Wow.
That's a nice way to do it. Yeah, it means that you have an ongoing thing, but you go clean growth. I don't like the shape of my head, so anyway I can cover it up, I feel satisfied. I've got a dimple that I don't like, and I just anything that covers me up makes me feel good.
Yeah, but I've never seen you with a full like hipster beard.
No,
you know what I mean. I've never seen you Ned Kelly.
No, I don't want to make more of my. I've got a lot.
Or even David. I've never seen you David Stratton. David Stratton.
What's he
has that sort of. Well, he because he's a bit. My partner reckons I should grow a beard because it would make me look skinnier because it covers up your double chins. But David Stratton's got that fuzzy kind of short-haired beard, a bit long, you know, like a normal... You know, like when we grew up, maybe the scout leader had a beard, you know, the geography teacher had a beard.
Yeah,
because he was a bit of a naturalist.
Yeah, Mr. Woodsadowski, he had a beard. He was a science teacher.
Rarely, you know, and then in the 70s there were a few moustaches, but beards were not... And then you'd go to the country and you'd see beards, like with the lumberjack sort of redneck types would have beards.
That's very true, actually.
But no one in our age group in their 20s, sorry, when we were in our 20s, had beards. Not a chance of a beard.
In the surfy world, there was a little bit of the
there would have been,
the goatee thing and the little, you know, people would, and the mustache thing. And it was like friends of yours, well, mine would have beards, and they would play with it the whole time. They'd either twirl it or suck it or just do that chin scratch thing where they're pulling down on the beard. Leave it alone. I don't want to watch you playing with yourself. Just leave it.
If you were to see a band and then guys turn up with long hair and beards, they're often just bikies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You stayed away from them because once you see those ZZ Top type people walk in the room, you're like, oh no.
I reckon it's a bit of a security blanket. I reckon it's in a way if you want to hide. There, I've said it. Please, bikies, don't turn on me. But I think it's a way of because when you're clean shaven, I don't know. It's sort of like you're completely exposed, aren't you?
I have to say at the Grandview Hotel where I've done comedy for years off and on in Fairfield, it's right near the Hell's Angels headquarters.
Yep.
You can see it on Holberg Road in Melbourne as you drive along. Yep. And one day in the bar, there were these guys having a meeting, and I said to the barman, and none of them had beards. And I said to the bar manager, is that like the cricket club or something? He goes, no, they're the Hell's Angels. They were having their meeting. I don't know why they were having it in the pub and not at their clubhouse. And they had an agenda on a bit of paper. And a few of them were wearing high-vis tops like they'd come from work. But there were no beards. There were a lot of shaved heads.
I reckon they were probably elite, though.
You reckon they were senior management?
The senior management, yeah. Yeah, they're
ball bearing. Because when you see photos of those old-school ball bearing Hell's Angels guys, they all had beards and long hair, didn't they? Like when you think of Sons of Anarchy, that TV show, there are a lot of beards
but now it's a lot of beards and bald heads.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
With the bikies, you know.
Yes. I was trying to think.
Yeah. What are the styles? Are the classic, which is your hipster, isn't it? That's classic, isn't it? Because I know footballers suddenly started having beards a few years ago.
Yes.
I'm going, what's going on there? Like, and they're going, that's a hipster. That's
AFL players like Max Gorn, the Melbourne captain guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's a big hipster.
Bushy, Viking.
Well, I used to do stand-up about how the hipsters have stolen the bikies' look. And so when the bikies go to the hipsters' area, they don't know whether it's a barista or a comanchero. They don't know. Classic. Because they got the long hair, the long hair and the tattoos.
What are some of the famous beards on, like, in movies and TV? Oh,
ZZ Top.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they're just long and straight and just...
Yeah.
I saw a documentary. There's a good documentary about those guys on one.
Oh, really?
It's worth watching. And carry on.
The drummer's last name is Beard, and he's the only one who doesn't have a beard.
Oh, bang!
I read that somewhere.
There's something for a trivia night. Gandalf.
Okay, the other sorts of beards. Gandalf.
What about your mate, the one that you played? What's his name? Gradid. What's his name? Hedrick.
Oh, Dokic.
No.
Oh, Hedrick. Hedrick.
Hagrid. Yeah, I saw the photograph of you. Worth seeing again on Facebook.
I'll put it on
because of the topics this week.
I play a good Hagrid.
Hagrid.
But in the world of Harry Potter, there's only one thing for a fat guy to be. Hagrid, that's it. You can't be a Dumbledore who's like the Gandalf.
Gandalf is from the
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. Yeah. I reckon you do a pretty good Gandalf.
No, he's skinny though.
Is he?
Yeah.
I reckon. Oh, okay. Yeah.
There's the Ned Kelly.
Oh, the Ned Kelly. Beard. Yes.
Ned Kelly. Which you see hipsters have a lot of Ned Kelly.
Yes.
What are the other beards? There's a sort of the cropped beard, which used to be on that. Remember we had that game? I've still got a copy of it. And like professors and weird mastermind types would have the that cropped beard. I can't remember the game that we used to play with the kids. And had a bearded guy on the front cover. You know, like the intellectual beard?
Well, there was a guy there was a guy on TV years ago, some sort of science show, and he had a goatee, but he didn't have a mustache.
Curiosity show.
Yeah, he didn't have a mustache.
Dean.
Well, what are you trying? I don't get that. It's like you go to the trouble of shaving your mustache off, but you don't go to the trouble. That looks stupid.
What about the Amish beard?
What's that?
That's no mustache.
Is that no mustaches?
Yeah, no mustache. Yeah, the Amish beard, isn't it? Yeah, no mustache. The classic Amish beard.
And there's a few mustaches and beards in the nursing home too on some of the, I shouldn't say that, that's terrible, isn't it?
Really? On some of the...
Older ladies.
Ladies, right. Well, it happens, Glenn. It happens.
You get hairs growing. I had a hair growing out in the middle of my forehead the other day. I don't know where that came from.
There's a Santa Claus beard.
Oh, the Santa Claus beard. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a decent beard. Decent beard.
Who else had a beard?
And then it's a sort of the wispy beard, you know, like...
Oh, there's the like one the, that people the, can't the, grow.
The Fu Manchu beard, too. The, yes. Yeah, the Fu Manchu beard.
Well spotted. Fu Man, yeah.
The Fu Manchu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a classic dad joke that I do that does seem to work every on a regular occasion. If we're driving down the road and we see someone sitting at the bus stop and they've got a beard, a long beard, I say, gee, they've been waiting for a long time. And
I love it.
It's on topic. It works.
Well, homeless people often have beards.
Yeah.
Because they're not shaving.
Yep. Yep.
Homeless dudes have beards.
All right.
You know, I don't know. I can't see me growing a beard because they're itchy. They itch a bit.
Yeah. Well, I have one for Russell Court, and then I used to have to dye it. And like, here's a tip for people thinking about dyeing their beards. Don't use the bloody one you get at the supermarket. I've got such a bad rash. And you just get
brown.
Permanently itchy. That's the thing with my... People say, how do you go with your beard? Does it get itchy? My beard doesn't get itchy. And even though it's like only... I shave it back pretty short. It's a real thing. I guess it must be something to do with producing...
So Russell Coit has a beard, does he?
He has a few days' growth. Yeah, yeah. But we colour it as well. Yeah, go on.
Someone put on Twitter and they wanted to pass it on to you, which is very funny. Actually, Adam Zwar retweeted it, friend of the show. Some woman did this thing where, tell us something you thought was real until the age of 10. And this guy came on and said, I thought Russell Coit was a real person until the age of 10. He thought you were real. Fair enough, I suppose. You could watch.
I had a kid come. I was on the beach yesterday, walking down the beach with my board, looking pretty good. The kid goes, Russell Coit. And which is fine. That's
and
okay.
You said,
and
no,
I,
mate, no,
I said, just stay back, mate. It's very dangerous, this stuff. And I don't want you to get hurt. I am. And then in the water, I said, don't get too close. You might get, you know.
How old was he?
One kid was about 10, and the other bloke. Then some other people came. It is weird when you're doing something recreational and you get recognised for being a bit of a dick. Not that Russell Coit is that much of a dick, but he's a bit of a dick. Anyway.
Yeah.
What about we go?
I'll tell you what, there's nothing worse when your kid's having a tantrum and someone comes up and wants to talk to you. Remember that, having little kids. Hey, you're that guy. And the kid's screaming. Yeah. All right, well, let's do light bulbs.
Light bulbs.
They are a great invention. They are a fantastic invention. Edison, wasn't it? Thomas Edison.
I remember reading that there were a lot more light bulbs before Edison came along.
Yeah, he perfected it, though. And so we saw this, again, we were down the beach, and we have this thing where we can't go out. We watch the UV scale, you know? And we can't go out when it's too hot, so we often stay.
But how do you watch the UV scale? You don't have an app or anything. Watch it on app before you step outside.
Yeah, the SunSmart app. You got to, you know.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Did I tell you this last time? How the woman started calling us the vampire family because we'd come out at night. Like, oh, here they come.
Oh, but I agree with you. Coming out late in the day for down the beach is good.
Oh,
so you wouldn't
be
going out between about 11 and 4?
Nah.
What do you do?
Go crazy. So we started watching some show on, and he talked about light bulbs. This guy it was kind of those invention shows where a British guy talks about, and he did a bit of light bulb stuff, and he said Edison perfected it, but other guys were doing it at the same time. But Edison, it was the oxygen that you had to suck the oxygen out of the actual bulb, or else it would burn out. I think it is looking at a light bulb now, I'm looking at one now, they're obviously sealed, you know, so there's no oxygen in there, I think.
I don't know.
We're not scientists. We've both got teaching.
All I know is there's bane up and you screw in. That's about as good as I get.
But, you know, they experimented for years with light bulbs and they couldn't work out how to keep the thing burning. And then someone worked out, I think it was Edison, you had to suck the oxygen out and then seal it. Yeah. Mm. And that's why it burns for a long time.
So what do you got? So halogen and fluoro and LED, they're all different.
They're different. Yeah, LED are different to the normal light bulb.
So is it incandescent? Is it a filament?
Fluorescent.
Filament. Yeah, filament, isn't there? That's the squiggly bit of wire that goes across.
Yes.
That vibrates or has electricity going to it that creates light.
That's a current going through it, I think. Yeah. So they experimented with, I don't want to give away the answer, but I think I might have it, but they experimented with different things to find
No, because that actually, I won't say it yet, but that's where I was going too.
Well,
have you noticed that you go, what were you going
to
say?
No, do you have any fluorescents? I have to go down and occasionally replace a fluorescent, you know, kitchen bench. We've got a fluorescent light there.
Well, and you do the lightsaber?
Cool white.
Oh. Yeah. When you take it down?
The Bunnings.
Yeah. And then you do. What do? With it? Do you break it and throw it in the...
You can't break it.
You can't break it?
I don't think you should break fluorescent lights. I think
how do you get rid of it?
I can take it down to the recycling centre down the road, but...
Does it emit some sort of offensive gas?
I think so. I'd say so. Again, CFCs, I'm not a scientist. Or something.
Yeah.
They have... What is it? Cool white and dry? You know the names of the fluorescent? Do you want cool white or... There's different types of white.
Yeah. But any fluoro is not a pleasant light, I don't think.
No. So it just reminds you of school or the supermarket.
Now, is this right? Nick Murray told me this. Nick Murray from Jigsaw.
TV producer.
TV producer who does Bondi Rescue and stuff. He said, fluorescence, cheap to run, expensive to turn on.
Oh, he might know. He might know that.
Yeah, he might know. So it makes sense because it seems like a bit of an effort for a fluoro to go on. You go click and it goes, hang on. I'm going to be light in a second. I'm light.
And what about like our ones? One end gets bung, but the other end still works. Oh, yeah. You can see it on the, it's leaked or something. It
draws the eye of flickering fluoro. It really, it infers cheapness. If you go into let's just say you go to Chinese restaurant and they got a flickering fluoro, you're going, mate, I don't reckon your dim sum is going to be great because I'm looking at your fluoro and I'm judging you for your fluoro.
Yes.
But have you seen those new groovy lights now? The old-fashioned big globes with they're very groovy in coffee shops.
The hipster. Yeah, hipster.
The hipster globes. Oh, hang on.
Maybe that's a connection with beards.
Yeah, maybe it is. What about the... So what are those things they have in butcher shops for flies? Meat? The blue light.
Oh, yeah.
They still have those things?
That catches in the fish and chip shop.
Crack. Because you used to be able to buy one of those. I bought my parents one of those. And just, you know, truth be known, Anglesey at the moment, we were just down there. It is a hot spot for Ross River fever.
Ooh.
Did you know that? It's a hot spot. And we were down there, and so we were a bit like you. As soon as dusk was coming, we were inside. And I think mosquitoes and Ross River and kangaroos are a bit of a dance partners. Yeah. So, and there's a lot of kangaroos at the golf course. I don't want to put people off from going there, but it's a hot spot. It's a hot spot.
What about when you would go to the barber and he would put his combs under that purple light, or that where it was meant to be sterilizing it?
And you go,
does that work?
What about in cartoons? If someone had an idea, didn't they put a light bulb above their head?
Yeah.
Oh, what about, what's his name? Uncle Fester. Now, this was made into a movie, so younger audience might remember.
The Adams Family.
Adams Family. Uncle Fester could put a light globe in his mouth and it would turn on.
Yes.
I remember seeing an episode where he was running the train for Gomez and Pugsley. Was it Pugsley?
Yeah.
It was because he used to make the trains run into each other, and he was trying to make the trains run into each other, and he had the power into Fester's mouth, and then he's going, Fester, what's going on? He goes, I don't know, my power's gone, and he couldn't crash the train.
Guys that swallow light bulbs? You know, those juggling type people?
Have you worked with him?
No, I know who you mean. I can't remember his name.
But he follows incredible stuff.
Oh, no thanks.
And guys who eat glass, and you're going, is this entertainment? I don't know what this is entertainment.
Well, I don't know what we can say about light bulbs. Do you prefer a bayonet or a screw in? What do you? How bad is it when you get up the ladder to change one and it's a bayonet and you've got the screw in your hand?
I reckon, you know, when it comes to you're a kid and you want to learn handyman tricks, I reckon doing a light globe was the first thing I learned. Which, having said that, quite dangerous because...
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of volts there very close by and you're sticking your hand up there. Obviously, you've got to make sure you turn the light off. But sometimes you forget because the light's blown and you go to...
Yeah, and you get that shock.
Yeah, God. So what do I... Yeah, you know what? I think I'm old school. I like the reassuring snap click. With a screw in, you're going, is it far enough? Do I go much tighter than that? With the old bayonet, the bayonet goes, you're all right, mate. I'm ready to go. I'm locked and loaded. I'll be fine.
And with the fluorescent, there's you've got to slot it in, the two prongs into the slot on both ends, and then spin it so it sort of clicks in. And it's a perilous thing because sometimes they just fall out. Yeah.
We are the two worst handymen. I mean, you're probably a better handyman than me. But
No, only during lockdown, I fixed the oven door. I was doing work on the washing machine. Basic plumbing, I did, yeah, because I could look it up. But you think it should be in your blood. My dad's very good with that kind of stuff. But, I don't know.
Two brothers are great at it. And I'm just the sad little lost boy who just hires a man. But when the man does it, I look at it and still feel proud.
Yeah.
I've got a man coming in to, like, I had the men do the gutters the other day with a vacuum cleaner. Oh, boy. As I've said, was I standing out there with my hands on my hips going, how's it going up there? Finding much?
You get your coffee, you put your penny on, get the coffees out for the little tray.
Right, put my apron on. There you go, okay, thinking music. What are we thinking?
Beards. Oh, we could have a bit of Gandalf Dumbledore.
Have a beards. We could have something from a bikey movie. Or
Sons of Anarchy.
Gandalf, Uncle
Gandalf
Fester.
Style.
What's her name? Who had one of the great shows? And did he have a beard? Did the guy from Breaking Bad? What was his name?
Yeah, he had a beard. He had the close.
What's his name? Well, White.
When he became a bad dude, he seemed to grow a beard.
Yeah, right.
And wear that little hat. Before then, he was a clean cut teacher, wasn't he?
That's right. He was a science teacher. That's right. Mm. Oh, we've never played any Breaking Bad on this show. I don't know scene. Can you remember any great scenes with him?
No,
I can't remember any classic scenes. I always liked his wife. His wife, I thought she was fantastic.
Great actress.
Yeah, we'll just say to Sam, can you find us a scene with what's his name? White. What's his
Walter
first
White.
What
Walter
was it?
White.
Walter White and his wife and him. Mm-hmm. You know, further down the track, I reckon, when he's a likable bad guy. I mean, he's the ultimate character.
Right, he's the dad from Malcolm in the
Middle. Oh, and by the way, just for our listeners, have you seen Your Honor on Stan?
No. Is that good? Oh. Is that good?
I'll tell you, it's so good, you can only sort of handle watching one episode at a time.
Oh, wow.
I've seen the ad.
He's a judge whose son runs over someone, and he runs over a mafia kid. Or something.
His dad has to turn. I would give it three thumbs up. Related, three thumbs up. Yeah, it's the best thing I've seen in a long, long time. But strap yourself in. At one point, I had to walk out of the room. I couldn't handle it.
Oh, okay. That's a good recommendation. You know what we watched last night? Green Book, which I've never seen.
That's
a movie with Viggo Mortensen and he drives the black guy who's a famous piano player around the South.
Yeah, and I've not seen it either.
Oh, it's great. Really good. Really good. He's so good, Viggo Mortensen. He's Aragorn from Lord of the Rings. He's been a journeyman actor for a long time, but his performance and the black guy's performance is fantastic. Anyway, it's good for kids too. We watch it with the kids.
Oh, there you go.
Because there's barely any. There's a lot of swearing, but they love the. Viggo's character is a wise guy, like a soprano kind of type, and he's very funny.
Do you sit back in your own chair with a pipe and just go?
Oh.
Have you got a seat?
A story there. Yes, I do. But last night I gave it up.
Who to?
My wife, because she didn't want to sit on the couch next to the cat because the cat has fleas. And she gets the fleas. The fleas don't attack me. They stay away from me. So I said,
tried the big guy. We don't like him.
I'll have the fleaby couch. You can have my seat over there. So, but that's a good recommendation for teenagers. Yeah, it's teenagers. A good movie.
Just by the by, getting a lot of good feedback on Face of Fat. I don't know why
Face of Fat.
People list. I love the image of you. I'm not suggesting that.
Bring it back.
I'm saying is, got a lot of good feedback.
Try and find the photo, actually. I've got to find the photo.
Okay, how about a scene with Walter White and his wife, Breaking Bad? Sam, it's up to you. I'm sure you'll choose a good one.
School teacher, cancer, desperate for money.
Okay, we're done here.
Roped into working for... unable to even quit. You told me that yourself, Walt. Jesus, what was I thinking? Walt, please... let's both of us stop trying to justify this whole thing and admit you're in danger.
Who are you talking to right now? Who is it you think you see? Do you know how much I make a year? I mean, even if I told you, you wouldn't believe it. Do you know what would happen if I suddenly decided to stop going into work? A business big enough that it could be listed on the NASDAQ goes belly up. Disappears.
Yeah, that's a good scene. Very powerful, very powerful. Yeah,
I mean, it's just, it's, I don't know. I mean, I look at scenes like that and I just go, what a good, heavy dialogue there. But his wife, anyway, I think he's, I've not seen her since.
They're both good.
They're both really good. A great series. And that was one of those series I stayed away from, going, Selena said to me it was really good. And I go, I don't want to go into the drug world. But little did I know what a wonderful journey that was. But anyway, so well, if you want something similar, go for Your Honor. Sorry.
Well, the good thing about it, it's funny too, though. There's some very funny.
Yeah.
Jesse's mates, those loser guys he hangs out with, are very funny, I reckon. There's some really funny stuff in Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's because the guy who wrote it has done a bit of that sort of comedy. Didn't he do Sopranos? I think he did Sopranos and X-Files.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Anyway.
Journeyman. I'll go first because I think you might have it, but I'm going to go first. I'm going to say, sounds wrong, probably wrong, that with the end of Light Globe, there's a filament. And the guy was it Edison? Or one of the guys who invented it before Edison used a hair from his beard as a filament within the light globe. And it nearly worked, and it for some reason.
That's what I was going to say.
Really,
I think Edison eventually used bamboo, which worked. And I'm sure they used beard hair. They used light. Edison had a whole. It wasn't just him. He had a whole team of people. He used to call them the Insomnia Club or something because they used to work through the night.
So tomorrow
they would just look around the room and go, "What else can we try?"
I reckon they've gone. Oh, tomorrow, turn up with some hair. Some hair off the top of your head.
Tomorrow you've got to bring five different things we can try. Yeah. Five different things,
right,
guys.
Right. Who's the short, curly one? what is it? Don't worry about where I got it from.
The guy goes home to his wife and he goes, I bloody got to get five things. Jesus Christ. Bring the dog over. Get the couch. Get some wool. Can you get some wool? Okay, I've got a bit of wool, a bit of cotton.
Yeah.
Try some beard hair. Because, it was for that element.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Is that all filament? Right, well, element? Okay.
Sam, I don't know. The thing in the middle.
Yeah.
Puts out of misery.
Edison tried 4,700 different materials to find the perfect filament, including hair from a beard.
Yes, we were right.
Wow.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Well, there you go. When you look up at a light bulb, just think that could have been beard hair in there. You hipsters, when you're having your kombucha.
I'm tempted to get a couple of bit of some power and maybe put it downstairs and see if I can get a bit of glow action happening.
Yes.
At Christmas time, that'd be great for the kids.
Jumper leads. Get your jumper leads down there.
Get the Jubilees down there and just stand out the front of the house, go, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Santa's beard's in the wrong place. It's lit up.
What's
Christmas
smell?
Lights.
Something's burning. Yeah, don't worry about that. Just enjoy the show. Mom, this is scary. No. It's all in the spirit of Christmas.